One's true love costs. One partridge in a pear tree, $105. Two turtle doves, $40. Three French hens, $45. Four calling birds, $400. Five gold rings, $325. Six geese are laying, $300. Seven swans are swimming, $4,200. Eight maids doing their thing, $410. Nine ladies dancing, $4,580. 10 lords are leaping, $4,040. Ladies are more expensive. 11 pipers piping, $2,050. 12 drummers drumming, $2,220. A total of $18,350. Well, that's Christmas for you, isn't it? With poultry, people, and pear trees. Not cheap. The 12 days of Christmas begin tonight, Christmas Eve, and conclude at midnight, Epiphany Eve. It's a wonderful time of merrymaking and feasting. This is the time when you are meant to sing Christmas carols and have your tree up. However, many of us bring out the tree and crank up the carols as early as November. Not that I mind elongating a good party. It's just that by starting Christmas so early, the season of introspection, Advent, gets swamped and sunk. Without taking time to pause and reflect, the meaning of Christmas can be drowned, along with our own souls. Take the 12 days of Christmas. On the one hand, it's a pleasant, nonsensical holiday ditty. Not unlike Santa and tinsel and reindeer here in downtown Auckland. On the other hand, it has a more profound meaning. The 12 days was written in the 16th century, England, by a couple of wily Jesuits who were playing a dangerous game. Anything Roman Catholic was prohibited, and if found out was punishable by imprisonment and death. And as a result, the Roman faith was forced underground. Still, as you can imagine, there was a need to teach and encourage fellow believers. So these Jesuits came up with a code and set it to music. My true love said to me, is God speaking to the anonymous Roman Catholic. 12 lords are leaping are the 12 beliefs outlined in the Apostles' Creed. The 11 pipers are the apostles minus Judas. The 10 ladies are the commandments. The 9 drummers, the choir of angels. The 8 maids are milking, the beatitudes. The 7 swans, the sacraments. And on it goes, down to Jesus, he in the pear tree. Today, this coded catechism is a little quaint and quite bizarre. Jesus, a partridge in a pear tree? Yeah, right. The song, however, can remind us that a lot of Christmas is encoded. Christmas is not primarily the celebration of the birth of a great man, or even the birth of a man in whom God was uniquely present. The Christmas stories are rather code for God being among, with, and within us. God is not stuck on a throne in heaven, but sticks to us on earth. Christmas is not only about celebrating a birth long ago, but the births that happen every day and night. The Christ child is special for what it says about all children being special. That stable is important for what it says about the breadth of God's embrace, namely that holiness is not confined to sanitary hospitals or churches, but is present even among the smelly and unclean. The crooked shepherds with their propensity to acquire things off the back of trucks, if you know what I mean, remind us that sacredness is there even among the less desirable citizens. The foreign magi remind us not to be blind to the spirituality of immigrants and the followers of other religions. And the angels alert us to the wonder of holiness and critique our urges to control it. While Santa mythology at its best encourages us to give, especially to those in need, it does not address the heart of Christmas. The heart of Christmas is that the Holy is in our midst, within and with you and I. Santa can be appropriated by almost any culture, making the rich feel good about giving whilst their politicians give nothing away, like at the recent World Trade negotiations. Holiness, however, has always been wary of wealth, receiving or giving it. Like refined sugar, wealth is sweet, addictive, and can rot one's soul. The great spiritual traditions have placed a higher value on justice than on giving. For justice is premised on treating every citizen of the globe as a holy child of God, deserving of respect, dignity, and the means to contribute. This Christmas, let us find time to think about the code behind the carols, candles, and celebrations. Let us find time to pause and give thanks for all prophets, teachers, healers, and revolutionaries, living and dead, acclaimed or obscure, who have rebelled, worked, and suffered for the cause of justice and love. Let us also pause and give thanks for that holy part of us, that part within ourselves that has rebelled, worked, and suffered for the cause of justice and love. For this is Emmanuel. One of our greatest and beloved Christmas carols, Silent Night, holds this truth. On Christmas Eve, 1818, Father Joseph Moore sat alone working on a sermon in an old village high in the Austrian Alps. His text, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. To you is born this day a Savior." And just then, someone knocked at his door. He opened it to a poor peasant woman who asked him to come and bless a newborn child. The woman and the priest trudged up through the knee-deep snow. At last they came to a ramshackle hut. A big, awkward man, a charcoal maker by trade, greeted the priest and asked him to enter. The low room was filled with wood smoke and poorly lit, but on the crude bed lay the young mother and the newborn. Father Moore gave them his priestly blessing. Joseph pondered as he went back down the mountain alone. The smoky shack did not resemble the Bethlehem stable. Yet somehow the words of his text seemed to come alive. It seemed to him as though the Christmas miracle had just happened again, here high in the mountains. He felt the promise of peace and goodwill in the forest silence and in the brilliance of the stars. There was serenity on that holy night. And later he put these feelings into words, and with his friend Franz Guber, the words into music. On the one hand, Silent Night is about the birth of Jesus. On the other hand, however, it is about the birth of the charcoal maker's daughter. God has come among us in both. On a deeper level, it is about your birth and my birth, and the continual conceiving within and growth of our souls. If we only celebrate the birth of Jesus tonight, we lose the meaning, the code of Christmas, that God is with and within us.